base hit past the diving Sermo. Here comes one run. Almeida will round third. He will score. And Bill Sobey will wave Burks around. Here's a relay throw coming up. It will not matter. It's up the line. It's 3-0 Kansas City. Kindreds went out toward left center field. That could split the outfielders, and it will. It'll bounce off the wall. Racing into second is Kindred. Gillespie's being waved around. Here's a relay throw coming home. He will slide in. He is in there as the tag is not in time. And Casey Gillespie scores, and the Monarchs have a 4-0 lead. That's a pitch. Little looper right side, out toward right. That'll drop for a base hit. Here comes one run. Rounding is Willis, and they'll just hold on to it, does Michael Legg, single RBIs. It's 6-2 Kansas City. 5-2 on RBIs for the Monarchs. Grosjean hits one out toward right center field. That's going to split the outfielders. That'll bounce and roll. Cut off by Michael Legg out there. Rounding is one. Here comes another. Throw from right field. Way up the line. By five. Here goes runner in second. Liner to right side. Base hit. That'll score a run. And Will Kincher. As it's bobbled to right by Michael Lang. Runners will not advance, though, but the run does come home from third. 1-1. Liner right side. Base hit down the line. Rounding third, coming home. And racing for third is Kindred. RBI single down the line for Alexis Almeida. And it's 10-3 Kansas City. 2-1. Looped out to one left. Come on. Yep, it will sit down. Coming home as a run. It'll be 11-3. RBI for Morgan McCullough. Is high out to a right field, drifting back at the track, at the wall. This ball is going to be gone. See you later. Two-run home run for Connor Willis. He's gone yard twice in the series. Oh, the sounds of a good news night in Iowa. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Monarchs pregame show from Impact Field in Chicago on the flight path of O'Hare. Look out. We got a 3-7, an 8-7. Oh, gosh, a 777, an Airbus, you name them. They're going overhead. You've also got two teams soaring above the association. The best record of the American Association belongs to your Kansas City Monarchs at 53-25. And suddenly those Chicago Dogs find themselves at 47-30. They find themselves tied for first place in the North Division. A perhaps preview of the things to come down the road? Well, only time will tell us that. We do know this. It's a first of a three-game series from here in Chicago. Justin Donatello going for the Monarchs, 2-0, 3.38. He'll be facing Jordan Kipper. Kipper, 8-3, and a 5.42 ERA for the Chicago Dogs. Pre-game show is loaded for you. Got plenty to talk about tonight. Let's jump right into it. Quick timeout right here on the Kansas City Monarchs Broadcast Network.
For 129 years, Sheet Metal Workers Local Union No. 2 has been shaping the Kansas City skyline and communities, with Local 2 members working on area hospitals, providing safe, comfortable conditions for doctors to treat their patients. We turn our attention to help in the fight against childhood cancer by supporting NOAA's Bandage Project. Sheet Metal Workers Local Union No. 2, working on, in, and for the community.
Monarchs pregame show continues. Time for the nights around the American Association, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers, by FordNow.com, the exclusive vehicle of your Kansas City Monarchs. Monarchs winning last night, and with Lincoln winning last night as well. Nothing changing the pecking order down south. We'll check the north, though, real quickly here, as now the Chicago Dogs. We mentioned this last night in the postgame, that they are now even with Milwaukee, 47-30 in the North Division. They've won seven in a row. They come in red hot in this series. They'll be a tough bunch to reckon with here. Milwaukee just dropped those three in a row to Lincoln. They are now three of their last 10. Fargo, 1.5 back to 46-32. A dogfight. I mean, a real dogfight up north. Game and a half separating the top three teams in the North Division. Winnipeg, a really rough week here in Chicago. They really need to win a series. Didn't. They find themselves 7.5 behind Fargo in that play-in ball game. And Winnipeg still plenty of time left, but it's starting to slip away a bit. 7.5 is a pretty good mount to climb with just a couple of weeks left. King County 10 back, they're 3 below, 37-40. And the Gary South Shore Cats, 31-47. They're 16.5 off the pace. And they are circling the wagons for next year for Greg Taggart's bunch. Down south, Kansas City, 53 up and 25 down. Monarchs with the best record in the association. They are 10.5 games clear of those red-hot Lincoln Salt Dogs. Between Lincoln and Chicago and Kansas City, they're all red-hot. They've won 7 of 10. Monarchs have won 8 of 10. Cleveland's 11 back. Lincoln, by the way, 42 and 35. 10.5 back. They're a half game clear of Cleveland. Cleveland, 41 and 35. They begin a big series tonight against Sioux City. They're 11 back. And, boy, speaking of Sioux City, they're 40 and 38, 13 off the pace. They are 2 behind Cleveland and 2.5 behind Lincoln. So 2.5 separating those three teams, but starting to get some separation in those 2-3-4 spots in there. Really 2-3 spot in that fourth spot trying to get in. 24.5 back in Sioux Falls. They are 28-49 and 40 back is Houston, 12-64. And a big series tonight shifting in that South Division. Sioux City and Cleveland. It's the first of 6 in the next 9 against those two. The only breakup is that Sioux City trip to Kansas City Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then they're down to Cleveland. So it's a real big opportunity for Sioux City to kind of right the ship a bit. They've been reeling a bit. Of course, lost the series to Kansas City. He did end the 8-game losing streak, but they find themselves in a big matchup tonight there in Sioux City. Cleburne at Sioux City at 7:05. Fargo is at Sioux Falls. Gary down in Lincoln. Lincoln, the first of a 20-game stretch. They've only got 3 games on the road, that being here in Chicago about a week or so from now. And then they play 20 ball games there in the friendly confines of Haymarket there in the capital. Number first of 20. Got that first of 20 tonight against the Garys at 7:05. Winnipeg will be at Kane County as they made their little move around Chicagoland. Houston is at Milwaukee. And the one that matters most, your Kansas City Monarchs and the Chicago Dogs. First of a 3-game series here at Impact Field, we're on the flight path of O'Hare. We like to watch the Jets fly over. You'll get plenty of DV identifying a 3-7 from an 8-7 from a whatever. Also, airline liveries as well. We'll get all of that in the broadcast this weekend as you get the aviation geek in me coming out in the broadcast. Monarchs pregame show continues. That is tonight's Around the American Association. It's brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers, by FordNow.com, the exclusive vehicle of your Monarchs. Timeout time, pregame rolls from Chicago on the Kansas City Monarchs Broadcast Network.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
Monarchs baseball continues. Time for tonight's Monarchs 101 with DV, that exclusive master's class we have with our partners at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum at 18th and Vine in Kansas City, NLBM.com. The good folks of Bob Kendrick, Keona Sinks, and the entire crew down there, great stuff. And as always, I'm revisiting this because I came across William Bell again. I kind of glossed over him a little bit. I did do a 101, a short one, down in Cleburne, gosh, back in June. And I don't think I dove in like I probably should have. But I want to revisit him because after watching, or not watching, looking at the game story from this date in 1928, I thought, you know, I need to look back in a little further to a guy that you talk about overlooked. Guys, he's probably the top of the list because you think of Bell, you think of Cool Papa Bell, right? I mean, that's the guy you think of, and his career very short with the Monarchs. But a guy that you don't really think about when you see the name Bell on a box score from 1928 is William Bell Sr., and born in 1897, August 31st. Born down in Texas, and he was a right-handed pitcher, manager of the Negro Leagues in his tail, you know, when he quit playing, but born in Galveston, played for the Monarchs for 8 seasons of his career. And his story, and this gets me because I realized this reading the Monarchs book, the overview, the history of the Monarchs, you do see the name, and it comes up, but we really talk a lot about Jose Mendez, Bullet Joe Rogan, those 1928 ball clubs. Of course, Rogan, a long association with the ball club. But Bell was described as quiet, well-liked, known for pitching complete ball games. That was his thing. He'd go out and do his business, And you wouldn't hear from him. He didn't say a lot. He wasn't one of those out, going demonstrative guys. He was the opposite of Satchel Paige. And Paige was the big showman who got the attention. Of course, they weren't the same club necessarily, but that same time frame, of course, Paige pitching way into the 1960s. But you think of Satchel Paige, demonstrative, outgoing guy. That was not William Bell. He was not that guy. He was also known for complete ball games in his career. And I brought this up, I believe, on the broadcast we were down in Cleveland. But they estimate 74% of the games he pitched in and he started, he had complete ball games. In 1924, a 10-2 record for the Monarchs, compiling a 2.63 ERA. And they estimate, and a baseball historian, Dick Clark, estimates that Bell would have averaged 18-7 record if he had played a 154-game schedule used by the major leagues at the time. And pretty impressive stuff. More as well, this coming from the Center for Negro Leagues Studies, and this is really good stuff from Dr. Leighton Revelle and Luis Munoz from a few years ago. But he tells us that he was 5'11", 180 during his playing career, and that on the mound he was known for his consistency, excellent control, ability to paint the corners. He had command of a wide range of pitches. He had an active fastball that moved into a hitter, very good curveball, and a good changeup and slider. And during the 1920s, he was a workhorse for the Kansas City Monarchs during their championship seasons. Bell was also known for completing what he started during his career. And the research they came up with, he had 75% of his games were complete ball games. In addition, Bell was a reputation for always being able to deliver in the clutch and under pressure. During his career, he was occasionally, once in a while, called to play the outfield because he was a good hitter and a good fielder as well. And he had his best 2 years at the plate, 1929 when he hit 296 and 1932 when he hit 295. They said his only weakness as a player was he had very little speed in the base pass, but as a pitcher, he didn't need to run the base pass too often. Unfortunately, as we mentioned, he was overshadowed by stars at the time of the Bullet Rogans and Jose Mendez. And then he went to the Pittsburgh Croppers. It was Satchel Paige who got the press. So he and Paige were teammates late in the career. But can you imagine a guy that was a workhorse like that being on the same staff as Satchel Paige? Paige, the outspoken one, Bell, the quiet one, and probably would kind of go on the radar. And he did with those Croppers. An important note that all the other pitchers that I mentioned, Mendez and Rogan, are all in the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and William Bell not in that group. William Bell was characterized by his contemporaries as quiet, well-liked by everyone. He didn't drink. He didn't stay out late partying. He didn't get into trouble. He was respected by fans, opposing players, and the media. One of those crazy terms of the time, those great words we've talked about. He was a man of substance, according to people who knew him. William Bell was a role model. When he was a player, he carried on that tradition, and he carried that as a manager as well. Later in his career, he managed the Newark Eagles in 1936 and 1948. He was a good teacher, excellent role model for young pitchers, had a winning record in both seasons he managed the Eagles. And just looking at the numbers of Bell, and let's pull these up from the baseball the Seamhead site, and here's William Bell's numbers. I mean, looking down the year by years, I mean, these are his solid years in Kansas City, 10-2, 11-5, and 15-6, ERAs of a 3.55, 2.80, and a 2.46 in that 15-6 year. He got 190 innings in 1926 with that 2.46. Had 12 complete ball games and 17 starts in 1927. And you can look at his numbers as he would would leave the Monarchs for 1 year, come back 28, 29, 30. He'd go 9-7, 14-4, 10-3, and ERAs of a 2.64, 3.29, 2.95. I mean, he was a workhorse. And these are the complete ball games he pitched as a Monarch, okay? Here we go, 1924. I promise, 1923, he had three complete ball games and five starts. In 1924, he had seven complete ball games and 16. In 25, 11 complete ball games and 15 starts. 26, 16 in 21. 27, 12 and 17. You get the idea here. In 1928, he had 12 complete ball games and 15 nods. In 29, 13 and 17. In 1930, he had 12 complete ball games and 12 starts for Kansas City. In that year alone, 110 innings, he had an ERA of a 2.95. This was a guy that was a workhorse, and he'd finish his career, as I mentioned, with Pittsburgh. And his career numbers, listen to this. Career numbers, 134 complete ball games and 185 starts. Wow. Record of 131, and actually 135 and 135 and 61 in his career. 1,695 innings and a career ERA with 3.20. And that's the story of William Bell, the quiet one, born down in Galveston. He passed in El Campo, Texas in 1969 at 71 years old, but a guy that we've not talked about just enough. He's got to be on that all-time team, doesn't he? He's got to be on that all-time team. And a guy, William Bell Sr., who we've not talked about enough, and we revisited him tonight in Monarchs 101, because when I dove into those numbers, those complete ballgames numbers, they blew me away. And he was just phenomenal for the Monarchs in those early 1920s into the 1930s. And that's tonight's Monarchs 101 with DV, that master's class content from our partners at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, where history touches home, the life-changing baseball experience at 18th and Vine in the historic Jazz District of our city in Kansas City. Timeout time, Monarchs baseball continues right here on the Kansas City Monarchs Broadcast Network.
Fans, are you thirsty? Village West Discount Liquors has the best selection at the best prices. Located just blocks from Legends Field, we welcome you before or after the game. With over 8,000 square feet of fabulous wines, spirits, premium cigars, domestic, Village West Discount Liquors has everything you need to enjoy the game. We do special orders too. Great games begin at Village West Discount Liquors. We are your pre- and post-game headquarters, located at 110th and Parallel in KCK.
Monarchs pregame show continues. Time for tonight's Top Step with Joe Cafpietro, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers, buyfordnow.com. Today, the exclusive vehicle of your Monarchs. And overnight ride, a lot easier when you take three or four from a division rival, Sioux City. Really nice game last night. Kind of bookend offensive performance opener in that one, but not a lot to sniff at last night. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good starting performance. Our bullpen was good, and obviously, you know, offensively, we had a bunch of hits and scored some runs.
Trevor, he also attacked the strike zone, something you talked about in the pregame last night. He was out there very efficient.
Yeah, he was good. Efficient, you know, he got us through, you know, the fifth inning, and then we were able to line it up from there.
Elroy Bina also a kind of unsung hero. He keeps it right there, doesn't give them anything at all. That just pretty much put the nail in the coffin, I would think, last night from the dugout.
Yeah, there was no, you know, he didn't give anyone a chance to breathe there. You know, he really kept the game under control, and that's what we were looking for him to do in that role, and kind of held him back earlier in the series for the possibility of, you know, doing exactly what he did.
Two-out RBIs last night, too. There were seven of the first nine total two-out RBIs. The first one was the Sweeney double in that second. Two-out RBIs, you just can't sleep in this ball club. You get the first two outs. You got to get three, and sometimes that's a challenge. This club digs in with two outs.
Well, I'll tell you, Sweeney's hit was probably the biggest hit of the night, you know, because we left bases loaded. And we just came off of a game prior to that we didn't capitalize with guys on base, and that was a huge, huge hit, and that gave us that little bit of breath, you know, to continue to perform offensively.
Quick timeout. More with Joe Cafpietro on the Top Step, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers on the Monarchs Broadcast Network.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
Round number two, Monarchs baseball continues here in the Top Step, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. And tonight, new series, new team, tough team, club you saw recently, but a team playing well. I mean, you got two clubs playing really, really well. Just your initial thoughts on facing the Chicago Dog Club. They look like a pretty tough bunch.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we knew that when we played them at our place. I mean, this is a very well-managed team, and they have depth in their lineup. Very good pitching. Just a tough team to play, and we have to play well to come out on top.
Justin Donatello going tonight for the Monarchs in the rotation. He started before. This is not a guy that's not started. Give the fans who don't know a lot about him a little scouting report.
Well, I mean, you know, his velocity is starting to kick up a little bit, and, you know, he is a guy that pounds the strike zone. So first outing, first start, you know, after only having 2 or 3 days off, you know, got us into the sixth inning, which was extremely impressive. Looking forward to going out and, you know, seeing him go out and going the second time around.
Time for the Providence Medical Center Health Report, brought to you by Providence Medical Center, expert care close to home. And last night, Will Kinzer took one on the shoulder. He came back out, but then I assume maybe stiffened up. Were you precautionary there?
Yeah, he just stiffened up, and, you know, we had a handle of the game, so I didn't want to really push it at that point. Had a chance to get some ice on it. He's feeling a lot better today and back in the lineup.
Well, in general, these overnights, that's a challenge. It's a challenge. What is that you do as a club to kind of keep these guys from stiffening up and keep them, you know, as loose as they can be? What can you do?
Well, mentally staying loose, you know, and relaxed. It is what it is with the body. I mean, right. It's August and, you know, travel's been heavy, you know, this month. So, you know, just trying to keep their minds loose and going out there and be able to perform, you know, at 7 o'clock.
Appreciate your time as always. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's Joe Capietra on the Top Step, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Buy Ford now, the exclusive vehicle of your Monarchs. Timeout time. More from Chicago after this.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
Pre-game rolls along. Time for tonight's Coors Light Monarchs flashback moment, brought to you by Coors Light, made to chill. Dateline Kansas City is the date, 13 August 1928. On this date, the Monarchs sweep a series. A ninth-inning finish defeats the Cuban Stars 4-3, and the Monarchs were quiet in that ball game all game until the eighth. It says the Kansas City Monarchs held scoreless until the eighth inning, staged two late rallies yesterday to beat the Cuban Stars. This is written on the 14th, by the way, on a 13th of August ball game. The Cubans bunch four hits off of Bell. That's William Bell. We're going to talk more about him and Monarchs 101 in a few minutes. But for three runs in the second, and with Diaz, their ace, showing good form, it looked as though the Monarchs were near defeated. But, as the story tells us, five hits, however, were bunched off the Cuban right-hander in the last two innings. Two runs coming in the eighth and two in the ninth inning, with the score tied at 3-3 as a result of Mofel, that's Dink Mofel's timely single over second base the ninth inning. Newt Allen came up, and it just tells us Allen, it came up and singled past Correa to score Mofel with the winning run. Two were out when the deciding marker was counted. I love that. The deciding marker was counted. I'm going to write that down because, I mean, we're going to need that in the broadcast tonight. Deciding marker. Deciding marker was counted. As we write that down, got to have those great words from the 1920s, 1930s. But back to the game story on this date in August of 1928. As the deciding marker was counted, the victory was the fourth straight over the Cubans and enabled the Monarchs to climb closer to first place in the Negro National League. It also goes to tell us, too, that down the bottom that the Monarchs will play in Iola today. The Monarchs leave on a two-week barnstorming trip following that, so their first stop was in Iola. And then from there, the Kansas City club would play exhibition games all across the Midwest. They would play in Fredonia, Eureka, Linden, from Linden to Chicago for exhibition games with the Chicago Giants. And they would come back to Kansas next week. So they were headed this way. And the Monarchs, on the way out of town, took care of the Cuban Stars and then stopped in Iola and came to Chicago back August 13th, 1928, Monarchs score a couple of runs late, and those deciding markers helping the Monarchs sweep the Cuban Stars there in Kansas City. And that's tonight's Coors Light Monarchs flashback moment, brought to you by Coors Light, made to chill. Monarchs pregame show continues from Chicago right here on the Kansas City Monarchs Broadcast Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing: chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pitching matchup tonight, and this one will be right-hander Jordan Kuiper, 6'4", 215. He's out of Phoenix, Arizona. Numbers this year for the right-hander, he's got a 5.42, his 16th start. He's 8-3 and 84 2/3, 91 strikeouts. He has walked 19, 90 hits, 51 earned runs, 2.72. Justin Donatello going for the Monarchs. And for Donatello this year, it's his second start, a 3.38, 2-0, 18 2/3 innings, 19 strikeouts, league batting 206. Donatello is from Saugus, California. That's tonight's pregame show. Stay tuned. Exciting Kansas City Monarchs baseball that comes up next right here. First pitch and your starting lineups from Chicago on the Monarchs Broadcast Network.